Hello, and welcome to the podcast for TheForce.net. My name is Eric, and I'm your host, bringing you news and commentary from the Star Wars fan community. Today is Sunday, April 10th, and we've got only 38 days left until the final Star Wars movie, Revenge of the Sith. Well, it looks like the first podcast went over very well. I've gotten a lot of email responses, and I think I'm going to incorporate them into the show on a regular basis in some type of a listener feedback section. So keep writing in, and I'll cover listener comments, feedback, and questions in future podcasts. I'm going to start out today's show by reading a few of the emails that you guys sent in and answering some questions people had. It looks like a lot of you plan to read the book before seeing the movie. One person wrote, quote, "I love the movies, but the story is what's driving my devotion to this franchise. And as such, I don't feel that reading the novel is a spoiler since it's telling a fuller story than a movie can. So I can't be spoiling a story by reading the book. I'm only fulfilling my desire to know how it all comes together," end quote. That's a good point. I think for most of us, it really is a story that has been driving our devotion to Star Wars. I mean, does it matter if the surprise comes during a movie or during a book? I guess it's all a matter of personal preference. You guys gave me a lot of feedback on the content of the podcast, and I really appreciate it. Based on what you guys said, I think I'm going to focus more heavily on the commentary-related sections and maybe shrink the news section down a little bit. I also wanted to let you guys know that I'm going to be doing some shows that are a little bit outside the norm. I'm going to do one or two roundtable discussions, and I'm going to be having some interviews come up during the Celebration 3 convention. And I've got another secret project I'll be working on that I'll make available right around the time Celebration starts. I'm trying to figure out a way of making it available exclusively to Celebration attendees for a day or two before posting it on TFN, but we'll see how that goes. I've gotten several requests for a second podcast, one that covers spoilers. Were it a year ago that I started this, I might have considered it, but at this point we've only got about 5 weeks left until Episode 3 comes out, so spoilers are about to become pretty moot. However, I understand why you guys want this, so I think what I'm going to do is come up with a few individual spoiler-filled episodes in between now and the movie's release. And don't worry, I'll give all kinds of warnings ahead of time, both on the site and at the beginning of the podcast, so nobody's going to accidentally hear something they don't want to. I haven't gotten a chance to pick up the new Premiere magazine yet, but one person with whom I had an email discussion going quoted a paragraph for me regarding Lucas's future plans. It reads, quote, "And he confesses excitement for television, for which he will continue producing the Star Wars animated series The Clone Wars, as well as, perhaps, a live-action series featuring Star Wars characters. Not main characters, he says." End quote. So I was asked whether there are going to be more episodes of The Clone Wars, or whether that was just a flub. I imagine that since The Clone Wars are over, or will be in about 5 weeks, that series will end. However, I do remember something about a continuing animated series, so I don't know exactly what the relation to that is going to be to specifically the Clone Wars animated series, but I hope to get more information on that for a future podcast. We should be covering that. A few of you had questions about podcasting in general and how to set up the system to automatically download the audio files when they become available. I posted an explanation on the website on Friday that should provide a little bit more information on that. If it sounds confusing, don't worry about it. We'll keep giving you direct links to the MP3 files, and you can download them just like you would any other file on the internet. So if the technical jargon was a little bit over your head, just don't worry about it. You can keep downloading the files directly. Also, another thing I pointed out was that there is, in fact, a podcast page on TFN. To get to it, click on the drop-down menu in the upper left-hand corner of the website. It says Site Navigation, and it's the second link in the Entertainment section. So if you click on that, it will give you access to anything that's already been posted so far in the podcasts. Here's a quick rundown of things going on in the news. If you're looking to see Episode 3 a week early, StubHub.com is offering tickets to 4 exclusive screenings of Revenge of the Sith. They're located in Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, and New York City. Proceeds will go to different charities based on which city you're in. For more information, you can visit StubHub.com, or you can call them at 866-STUBHUB. There's new information coming out about Celebration 3 almost every day. I'm not going to cover all of it here on the podcast, but if you haven't been keeping up, you really should. There's some cool stuff coming up. So keep checking with TheForce.net, and we'll be posting new information as it comes in. Also, I'll be attending Celebration 3, and I'll be doing a daily podcast from there. So if you're going, hunt me down and say hi. I'd love to talk with you guys and maybe get some audio bites for the podcast. I'll be pretty easy to spot. I'll be the guy wearing glasses. except for the days I have my contacts in, but that should be pretty obvious. So just remember, look for the guy with glasses or contacts, okay? And come say hi, we'll talk. The line is still going at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. The mainstream press is finally getting wind of this, and depending on where you read it, some articles are making the fans look like idiots, and some are pointing out that they're actually raising money for a charity and are dedicated to following tradition. According to Newsweek, the line will remain at Grauman's until May 18th, at which point, if they have to, they'll move down the block. The site liningup.net is kind of the headquarters for this line, and they say that they're hoping to get at least a midnight screening of the movie. But it looks like that remains uncertain because of the way deals work behind movie distribution. Grauman's is actually going to be premiering The Longest Yard, starring Adam Sandler, on May 19th. So whether they're actually going to get a midnight showing is kind of up in the air. But we'll keep you posted on that as more information comes in. So I finished the audiobook for episode 3, and it was interesting. There were some minor issues I had with the style in which Matthew Stover wrote it, but when it came to the insight behind the characters, he hit it. I mean, there's so much going on in the minds of characters, there's just no way the movie's going to be able to touch on very much of it. Whereas the novel for episode 2 was necessary to understand the love story between Anakin and Padme, I don't necessarily think that the novel for episode 3 is necessary. I don't think that by not reading you're going to be lost during the movie. However, the story this time around is about Anakin's fall to the dark side, and obviously this is facilitated by the mental conflict that he goes through. And I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that Lucas gets that across successfully in the film. But really, a novel provides so much more of an opportunity to get inside someone's head than a movie does. And that's the shatter point, if you will, of this story, what's going on inside Anakin's head. Like I said, I had some issues with the style that Stover used. The interludes, while well-written, seemed kind of awkward. They seemed overly philosophical, and they only really paid off during the very last pages of the book. And when they paid off well, but for most of the book, they felt kind of clumsy. And I think the part of that might have been because of the placement of the interludes. Often they'd occur in the midst of an intense scene, and to be fair, they had to, but it kind of broke up the moment. That complaint aside, it was a good book. If you're a Star Wars fan, you must read this book in order to get the whole story. I had guessed this to be the case ahead of time, but I really had no idea how much of a difference this is going to make, especially at the end where Anakin reflects back upon the events that took place during the story. It makes me see Vader in the classic trilogy, especially in episodes 5 and 6, in a totally different light. I'll have to expand upon that in another podcast where I can talk about spoilers, but suffice to say that if you see the movie and never read the book, you're only going to get part of the story. And the opposite is true as well. There are a couple of larger scenes in the movie that only briefly get mentioned in the book. And though the book covers the fight choreography as best it can, seeing the action actually take place is going to be far more enjoyable. More so than with the other prequels, the book and the movie for Episode 3 really are both critical to the big picture. I'd say that in the context of other Star Wars books, I'd rate this a 9. The only downside was the stylistic manner of the storytelling, but it was distracting enough at times that there's no way I can really give this a 10. Now, that being said, this is easily the most interesting story of any of the 6 films, and the book told that story very thoroughly. This is definitely good stuff. Today's commentary is something I like to call walking to school barefoot in the snow, uphill both ways. I'm an old-school Star Wars fan. I was born in 1974. I honestly don't remember whether I saw New Hope in the theaters in 1977 or whether I saw it when it was re-released prior to Empire Strikes Back. Either way, from the day I was born until just after I turned 3 years old, there was no Star Wars. But from the summer when I turned 3, Star Wars has been around ever since. Now, as a boy growing up in the late 70s and early 80s, there were 3 big toy lines. You had G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Star Wars. And I was into all 3. But while G.I. Joe was cool, Transformers and Star Wars were cooler because they weren't as realistic. There was more fantasy involved. And even the Transformers mythos took place on Earth and involved normal vehicles like cars and jets. Star Wars was totally fantasy. And as a kid playing with toys, that's a really cool thing. And as I moved through adolescence and started to become interested in movies, it was the same situation. Star Wars was the only really cool sci-fi or fantasy movie out there. And really, it stayed that way throughout, well, pretty much throughout my entire childhood. Star Wars had given birth to a whole new way of doing special effects, and though a lot of other movies and TV shows tried to duplicate it, none really succeeded. Now, the kids of the prequel era are in a totally different situation. Toys are relevant to children for a shorter duration of time thanks to computers and the internet, something that didn't exist for the old school generation. And these days, special effects, both in movies and in video games, can recreate almost any vision the creator has, which is great, but the side effect is that Star Wars isn't really that relevant to this generation. We had Star Wars, and that was it. Today, there are a billion different movies with realistic special effects that take people into other worlds. We didn't have that. There was no Lord of the Rings, there was no iRobot, there was no Spider-Man. If we wanted those, we had to go read. As far as visual storytelling, we had Star Wars, and that was it. But now the movie standards have changed. In addition, society has changed quite a bit, too. Back when I was growing up, it seemed that the concepts of right and wrong were more prevalent, and when it came to the average household, socially liberal ideals were only just starting to become mainstream. And I'm not trying to give an opinion here on social values or anything, I'm just making observations on how society has changed. But these days, the line between an absolute right and wrong are really blurred. And I'm thinking maybe this makes it harder for people growing up today to relate to Star Wars. I mean, in the original trilogy, it was very clear-cut about good versus evil. And maybe that's something this generation can't really relate to. It seems that the mythology movie for this generation is The Matrix. Granted, it's a mythology in a different sense, but it's still a mythology. And its principles are much more in tune with today's points of view on philosophy and values. I think that it may have gotten a little bit too deep in its sequels, and I think it lost its way a little bit in that it sacrificed the integrity of its story for philosophical statements. But I think that it may be a mythology that this generation has an easier time relating to. So, where does Star Wars fit in with this generation? I guess I don't really know. I mean, given the lack of violence and the infamous cheesy dialogue, I'm sure that most dismiss it as a kid series, which is exactly what Lucas claims it's supposed to be. Still, try telling that to those of us born 30 years ago. So, can any of you answer that question for me? How does this generation view Star Wars? I mean, obviously you guys are all of a rather skewed demographic here. You're all Star Wars fans. But still, I'd like to hear your take on this, especially those of you who are 20 years old or younger. You can email me at ericTFN, that's ericTFN, at gmail.com. And as always, I'd love to hear any feedback you have on the podcast itself. This is still fairly new, and I'm trying to tweak this out a bit as we go along. So you can expect some slight changes in the shows over the next few weeks as we continue to work on the show's structure a bit. I also picked up some new recording equipment, and I'm looking forward to testing that out soon, too. So that's it for today's podcast show. As a reminder, I'd like to point out that the opinions expressed here are my own and do not reflect those of other TFN staff members nor of Lucasfilm, and that TFN is not affiliated with Lucasfilm in any way. Thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you.